Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Sarah Friar. Meta is cutting about 1,000 jobs from its Reality Labs division as the company shifts its focus away from the metaverse. Sarah, what, that's about 10% of the workers in this particular department. What does that indicate?
Well, that indicates that this is really the end of the push for the metaverse to be something that we all live and work in anytime soon. They are completely shifting their resources away from that to the idea of AR wearables, these glasses that it's partnering with Solar Luxottica on by Ray-Ban and Oakley, that people can wear and use to basically engage with the real world while engaging with the internet. So that's the future. They see big adoption there, and they're really cutting back on what was an incredibly money-losing part of Meta's business.
Yeah, why did they go in big on that?
Well, they saw that it was going to be this huge competition between all of the big tech companies, that the metaverse would be where we would all work remotely, and maybe we go to sporting events remotely in the metaverse. So much was going to happen in this virtual world, and it really just didn't come to fruition. People didn't want to hang out there. And so now they're changing their bet. It's not about living in this virtual world anymore. It's about bringing a layer of augmented reality to the real world through those glasses. So just a complete shift in the vision. If you remember, in 2021, Zuckerberg renamed Facebook to Meta with the idea that the metaverse would be a big deal. And it just wasn't.
So the AR wearables, these are things I can just wear out on the street and it shows me other stuff. So I'm still out and about.
Right. You're still engaging with people the way you regularly would. You would just have something that could, play music for you, help you respond to messages, interact with apps, but via what looks like regular glasses with the tiny camera.
And how have those smart glasses done so far?
Way better than Meta expected them to. They're, in fact, according to our sources, they are going to increase the manufacturing of them this year. So that is at least a silver lining of this, that they have found a way for the business to grow, just not in the direction that they expected.
Okay, so how long until we see whether this pivot is going to work?
Well, I think we have to see whether the adoption of these smart glasses continues to trend in the right direction. Other companies are developing smart glasses as well. Meta is not the only game in town, but they certainly, because of this billions investment, they have a bit of a first mover advantage. Of course, there are the tech product graveyard is full of glasses that didn't work. There were the Snap Spectacles. There was Google Glass. If you remember the era of Google Glass,
yep.
That was way before its time. So companies have bet on this before and it hasn't worked. They're thinking this time they're looking at the numbers. They're saying the numbers are promising. But I don't know about you. I haven't seen it a lot in my daily life. It's not like I go on BART or, on the train and
right.
See people wearing those glasses. They say the numbers are great. We will see if that translates into a change in the way we all live and communicate.
One last, do you happen to know how much they cost?
Off the top of my head, I do not have that number, but it's certainly more affordable than a VR headset and
right.
Less cumbersome to wear.
Right, right. Sarah, thanks so much for the reporting and for the time. That is Bloomberg's Sarah Friar. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.